You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. Another night under the floodlights. An 8-race car to look forward to there as well. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Hello, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I am indeed.
Good. You're a keen advocate of Dundalk on a Friday evening, Andy. Another good card in prospect?
Yeah, another 8 races as well for us to muse over. Can't remember last time there was ever a 6-race card there, but that's another story. Yeah, usual favourites are here tonight. Quite a few of the ones that I've been picking of late also take their chance again tonight. The likes of Hat Al Nasser, Tribal Path, Et Al. I wonder which way I'll end up going tonight.
we'll find out as we go along. The first race is the 5:30. We start with the claiming race over a mile and a quarter. Well-backed favourite this morning as well in the shape of Shukov, who's 11-4 into 13-8 at the time of recording this. Long journey home going the other way, 7-4 out to 9-4. It's 11-4 for Corker Hill. Preservation Hall is 8-1. 20s for Elusive Gent and 33-1 are bigger prices for the other three. So pretty well-backed favourite this morning, Andy, in the shape of Shukov.
Yes, he's probably a worthy market leader, isn't he, based on his overall reliability. He's a bit of an Oxo horse. He tends to win and then puts in a slightly below-par effort. Well, that would be sort of stretching out a little bit because, to be fair, he's hit the board most of the times when he hasn't won. He's a fairly uncomplicated ride. He can make the running. He usually races handy. I'd imagine that Long Journey Home will probably make the running here to give him a little bit of a toe into the race. It wouldn't surprise me if he did come out on top here, but I do quite like the chances of Noel Lawler's mare here, Corker Hill, and she's going to be the tentative selection in the first. She also has been running reasonably well without threatening on her last two starts. She finished 6th and 8th respectively in very hot handicaps over this distance. That first one was a really eye-catching run behind the star of the all-weather scene this season, Political Policy. And that race has thrown up a numerous amount of winners subsequently, including the win, and of course, Ringside Humour back in third. And she kept on quite well from the back of the field that day, to suggest that she could be competitive in future events. And although she didn't live up to that tag last time out, again, it wasn't a bad run in the context of what she was up against. Again, another very competitive race, went the way of Putin. And Corker Hill was doing some good light work at the end. So she's done enough for me anyway to suggest that this kind of event should be well within her compass. As I said, Longer Journey Home should take them along at a decent gallop, making sure that Noel Lawler's chart settles nicely in behind the pace. And we know that she does come home quite strongly down the lane. So Corker Hill, around about the 3-1 mark, gets us off and running in the first.
Corker Hill then for Andy in the first race. The second race is the 6:00. This one is a maiden over a mile and a half. Rocking the Blue is 11-10, having been 11-8 earlier in the day. 100-30 for Belong, 7-2 for Rapstar. Kerrigan on air is 6-1. It's 14s for Maidalia and 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you fancy to shed the maiden tag here, Andy?
Looks like Rocking the Blue really tonight should finally get off the mark. Certainly on the evidence of what we've seen in his last two starts. His turn looks as though it's just about due tonight. He was a good fourth behind Presenting Julio a couple of starts ago, and then a cracking run here behind All Body and Soul. Tracy Collins' charge on the 22nd of January certainly sets him up for a victory in a race of this poor quality. It really is a bad and weak affair. I mean, the fact that Rapstar, who's yet to run a race in 12, and this real modest horse of Aidan O'Brien's, that filly Belong, a second and third favourites respectively, tell you all you need to know about this particular contest. And Rocking the Blues was very strong down the lane as well here the last day in a race which there was a couple of disappointments, including, of course, Belong. Further back in the field was Maidulia. Now, I'm not suggesting that Maidulia is guaranteed to turn the form around, but I do think she'll finish a good deal closer to the favourite on this occasion. And for those looking for perhaps a bet without the favourite or even an each-way alternative to the favourite, you'd certainly look towards Dennis Cullen's charge. she was doing some good late work in the closing stages of that race. But Rocking the Blues definitely sets a really tough standard here for the rest to live up to. And I do think he'll get his head in front tonight.
On to the third race next. This is the 6:30, and this one is a handicap over a mile and a half. Enzani heads the market at the time of recording this at 11-4. 9-2 for Ancient Sands. Carried is 9-2 as well. 6-1 for Pivot Bridge. Sharjah is 6-1. 7s for Song of Love. And 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. Relatively open event this one, Andy. Who do you like in the 6:30?
Yes, I've rather amusingly put in my odds checker piece today. You would have had to be Stevie Wonder, really, not to spot to Enzani's run here last week, given that he was so far back turning for home and where he ended up finishing. It really was an extraordinary effort by John McConnell's charge, considering it was a fairly modestly run race, and he was running over a distance that was way too short for him. But he put in the giant strides late on, and he gobbled up most of the field to finish a never nearer fourth behind the eventual winner, Wither Hills. I certainly think he'll improve significantly on that run. Obviously, of course, if he doesn't bounce, that's the old dreaded theory, isn't it? After a long layoff, he's off the track for 400 days and then you come back quickly. Can you replicate that performance? But providing he doesn't fall victim of that ugly stat, then I think he's definitely the one to be with here. As I said, he's a mile and a half winner here previously when with previous connections. And I think he's about to make up for lost time tonight. It's a tough handicap, of course. Things are never easy here at Dundalk, but he's got a nice draw, and there should be a good bit of pace on, as ever, with Sharjah in the race, so there's been no excuses there. And providing he can sit a little bit handier than he did here last week, he's got every chance of outrunning him down the lane. So Enzani, got a strong choice there in the 6:30.
Strong choice, finally, then, in the 6:30 in the shape of Enzani. The 7 o'clock is a Big Bad Bob Maiden. It's over 6 furlongs. And Charlie's Missile heads the market at 15-8. 9-4 for Crazy Tornado. 9-2 for Loving the Sun. 7-1 for Larchmont. Daisy Domergue is 12-1. 14s for Bien Bo and Another Power. And 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with the market leader here, Andy, Charlie's Missile, who made an encouraging first start for the Shanahan Yard when second over 7 furlongs here. Showed plenty of speed, so the dropping trip doesn't look a problem, but the draw does look a problem to me.
Yeah, it's enough to put me off at a short price anyway. Store 14 always looks a little bit of a tricky draw to overcome at the very best of times, particularly when you're up against horses such as Crazy Tornado, who have shown a fair level of form previously. And I'm going to go with Mickey Halford's Charge to finally get off the mark. He's certainly been there or thereabouts and done enough to suggest he can win a race of this nature. Good third behind In Her Stride in quite a good time figure race 2 starts back. And although he was a bit disappointing when sent off 9-4 the other day, he actually wasn't a bad run on the figures. He actually ran to the same figures he did the time before. He just didn't have the pace to beat the likes of More Than Money, come from well off the speed, and of course Go-Kart, who is a horse rated in the 90s. So to be fair, he was up against it that day. And as I say, he didn't exactly disgrace himself. He only got beat a couple of lengths. It wasn't exactly the tragedy that a lot of punters would have anticipated. Mickey Halford, of course, never leaves this track here empty-handed, as Les Dawson used to say famously on Blankety Blank. And hopefully tonight that will be the case here for Crazy Tornado and Mickey Halford in this 7 o'clock.
On to the 7:30 next, and this one is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. Tribal Path is the 11-4 favourite as we record this. So Sensible is 4-1, 11-2 for Sister Slough, 7-1 for Shark Island, 10s for Pick Your Battle, 12-1 for both Fastidious and Shabra Emperor, and 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the 7:30 then, Andy?
Yeah, I've got to go with Tribal Path again. It would be a... It would have been wrong of me, wouldn't it, really, not to go with this horse who's done us proud here for the last 2 or 3 runs. What a game and tough individual this horse is. Damien English should be credited here for the way he's handled this horse, because he looked a bit of a tearaway, a bit of a horse that was very untractable in his early days, but just seems to have manned up in the last 2 or 3 runs, and all that hard work and perseverance at home has paid off on the track. He was an all-the-way winner and a very impressive winner as well, not only visioned a bit on the clock 2 starts back when he won by 4 3/4 lengths in an apprentice handicap. And even though he only scrambled home the other day and beat Captive Midnight, who ran well here last week when I tipped him, it was just such an amazingly brave effort from stall number 9. He didn't quite get to the front as anticipated. He got headed and joined, and he had a protracted jolt to try to see off the front run. He finally got to the front halfway down the lane, and you think he's definitely going to get swallowed up, but he stuck his neck out all the way down the last 2 furlongs, and he would not be passed. So he's obviously made of very stern stuff. I think he'll get a much better run through tonight from trap 3. And, of course, being as this is an apprentice race, Donna O'Connor, of course, has been riding him of late, knows him really well, gets the chance to get the leg over again, so he's got a massive advantage there. So Tribal Path, around about the 3-1 mark this morning. Hopefully he'll make all the running and complete the hat-trick.
Tribal Path to complete the hat-trick then in the 7:30. The 8 o'clock is race 6 on the card. This one is a race over a mile for 4-year-olds and older. Only four of them in the lineup here. Captain Joy is 8-11, 5-2 for Political Policy. Bichon Betty is 4-1 and 20-1 for Geological. Not very high in numbers here, Andy, and only three of them really considered in the betting. What are your thoughts in the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, normally you look at a race like this and you think, could be a bit of a messy tactical affair and you won't want anything to do with it. But I actually think this is a race, it's a fairly easy one to solve, dare I say. Largely due to the fact that a lot of these are running over the wrong trip and they're not going to be necessarily suited to the way this race is likely to develop. Geological, well, we've had a go at him a couple of times and you look at his main or his overall profile, it suggests that he's going to struggle to get a mile. He's been running over 5 and 6, so time will tell whether that's the case. So you definitely put a fork in him. Bichon Betty definitely wants a strongly run race in a bigger field than he's going to get tonight to be fully effective. I can just see him loitering out the back and they're going to kick off the home turn and he's just going to get left behind. And I'm not a massive fan of Anna O'Brien anyway at the best of times, but even more so in a tactical race. Political Policy, well, what can we say about him? He's just been an absolute star throughout the campaign. I think we've tipped him virtually every time he's won. And we went for him last week, but he's all his best form nowadays seems to be over further than a mile, mile and a quarter, mile and a half. So he could just get outpaced. So the obvious one here to be with his Captain Joy, despite his long layoff. Apparently he's been suffering with one or two issues. I think he had a bout of colic as well throughout the autumn camp time. And that's one of the reasons why he hasn't been out on the track. But Tracy Collins is desperate to get him back to try and duplicate his victory in the Lingfield big Lingfield race in a few weeks' time. And this race is a stepping stone towards that. We know he goes really well fresh and we know he loves Dundalk. He's won here 6 times 11 starts. In fact, he hardly ever runs a bad race. He's the class horse of the race. And I imagine because of the small field nature of this contest, Pat Mullen looked to make the running with him. So Captain Joy looks a bit of an obvious choice there in the 8 o'clock.
Captain Joy then, Frandy, in the 8 o'clock. The penultimate race is the 8:30. We have a maiden here over a mile for 3-year-olds. The Mouse Doctor is the 11-10 favourite. 5-2 for Hasselnut. Arrowwood is 4-1. 12 for Miss Ives. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. It's nap time for you here, Andy. Tell us why.
Yeah, I do like this Mouse Doctor. I think he's running three very strong maidens. Certainly the figures and numbers suggest that. He was behind that very good horse called Red Ranner on his first start, when he caught the eye doing some good late work. He certainly improved upon that run next time out when he was third behind the very useful pair, Abadan and Ashin Impala. And nothing wrong with that outing at all. And the three of them well clear. And although he got beat here the last day, he got beat by a good horse of Dermot Wells first time off the shelf called Party Angel. Again, another good speed figure race that was. He's really knocked out some very good numbers. And you just think he's been unlucky rather than he's shown any willingness to get the job done. He actually stayed on very strongly in the latter stage that 7 furlong race when he got a bit out of pace. So I think the return to a mile will suit him. He could have done with a slightly better draw, in all fairness, but because of the weak nature of this race and half of this field haven't had a run, I'd imagine it's easy for Kenny Manning just to bounce out and slot him in where he wants here, because I don't think there'll be a massive amount of pace on. In fact, he might even have to make the run in himself if nothing else wants to go on. Hasselnut looks the obvious danger, albeit he's got a little bit to find on the figures and his overall profile. I'm not sure whether he's an absolute out-and-out miler either. So unless Arrowwood's any good first time off the shelf for Edward Lynham, this race really does look all about the Mouse Doctor. His odds against this morning, I think he'll go off odds on, and hopefully he'll bring home the nap in the 8:30.
Nap selection there for Andy then, the Mouse Doctor in the 8:30. The 9 o'clock is the final race on the card. We finish with a handicap over a mile. The market headed this morning by Hat Al Nasser, who's 15-8. 9-4 for Exceli, 9-2 for Poetic Choice, 7-1 for Eddystone Rock and McGuigan, and 20s or bigger for the others. Some in-form course regulars here, Andy, some old favourites that you've tipped on a few occasions. Who do you side with in the 9 o'clock?
Yeah, reluctantly, I'm going to go against Exceli here. I do think this horse is on a massive upward curve, as his form figure suggests. And Aidan Howard has done an amazing job with him. He could well improve to run or certainly lock horns with the likes of Poetic Choice and Hatanase. But this is a massive class golf here. And I often find when they do come up against the horses who've been running in the 0 to 100 handicaps, they just tend to come up a little bit short. So with that in mind, I'm sticking with Mickey Halford's Hat Al Nasser. He's just been a model of consistency throughout the whole campaign. He's hardly ever run a bad race. And because of that, He's about as reliable as you're going to get in a race of this nature. He'll probably go off in front again and row his own boat. He doesn't have to lead, so if something else wanted to take him on, then fair enough. I think Smullen will just sit him behind. But he does always punch out really good fractions here, and his overall form definitely suggests he's the one to beat here. He's around about 2-1 this morning, and I think if you haven't backed a winner on the card and Mickey Halford hasn't a winner, then hopefully Hatal Nasser will put that right.
Hatal Nasser then for Andy in the lucky last. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your 8 selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, decent card as ever tonight. Dundalk, one or two old favourites are running here, and we've stayed low with most of them. Corker Hill's the choice in the claim in the first race. Hopefully she could go well. 6 o'clock, Rocking the Blue looks as though he's got every chance of finally getting off the mark. My best bet on the card is in Zion in the 6:30, caught the eye here last week in a race which was too short of his best. In the 7 o'clock, choppy little maiden here, but I'll go with Crazy Tornado, who hasn't run as bad as his actual form figures read. The time figures suggest he's definitely on the money there. In the 7:30, Tribal Path, hopefully he'll make all the running to complete the hat-trick. Captain Joy is the choice in the 8 o'clock. In the 8:30, the Mouse Doctor is my nap selection. Hopefully he'll get his head in front today. He certainly deserves to. And in the final race, Hatal Nasser has been knocking out some really good times throughout the winter campaign. And hopefully he'll run up to his very best in the last. And if that's the case, then he should win.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.